hope we're all having a great day today. So this episode is going to be an update episode, as you can probably tell by the title. It's been a while since we've had one, and last update episode we had some things were just kind of left in the air a little bit, so I just kind of want to address things in this episode. For some reason, it's a little extra noisy today. I'm not sure why, but I will do my best in keeping things quiet. I live next to a street, so yes, there's that. If you're new here, first off, welcome, and thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you being here with us, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope you come back next time as well. If this is not your first episode, welcome back, and thank you so much for being here with us again, and I hope that you continue to enjoy episodes. Update episodes pretty much give me the opportunity to address all of you and answer questions that I pose on my Instagram. And I also pose questions at the end of my episodes. Depending on which platform you use, I know that Spotify is a platform that definitely shows these questions. Ever since I figured them out, I think about 6 episodes ago, I've been leaving little questions for all of you. I implore all of you to answer those, and I also implore all of you to go ahead and, you know, message me on Instagram. See what's going on over there. That's the quickest way to see what's going on. And these updated episodes are just a way for me to be able to bond with all of you and let all of you know what's going on with me and changes and things like that, essentially. So before we actually get into the episode and the nitty-gritty and blah, 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 what have you, first off, I do just want to also address that update episodes are just, like I said, they're very raw for me. They give me an opportunity to just kind of be out there, be raw, and just be myself. I don't really edit these videos too much. With that being said, I do edit them a lot, but just not as much as I do other videos. Also, I say the word a lot. I try not to do that. I really try to refrain from that word, even when I'm not recording, but it's just a filler word. Just kind of, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, so let's just actually get into it now. Okay, so first off, let me go ahead and address the no episodes for some time. I'm going to call myself out here, and to be completely fair, it hasn't really been for that long. I'm a little overdramatic right now, but I'm just one of those people who like schedules. I'm one of those people who legitimately schedules out their day. And when things don't go according to plan, I mean, like, I'm pretty chill with it. I'm pretty relaxed, pretty go with the flow type of vibe. But sometimes I'm known to stress out about it. So I'm just gonna call myself out right now. I wanted to drop an episode, but I have a very good reason for it. So the first thing is I'm working on an episode. I'm working on the underwater episode and just kind of figuring things out, you know, stuff like that. And just things are going off in my head. And I have this very concrete idea for what I want to do with it, but the execution I couldn't get. The execution and kind of plot holes that I need to figure out were just not coming to me. I'm not sure what it was. I'm one of those, I'm one of the storytellers who sees the characters in my story kind of acting things out, and I'm just kind of standing off third party, you know? So that's kind of how stories go off in my head. So I'm over here trying to visualize the story, but these plot holes keep coming up. These inconsistencies come up. This lack of execution comes up. I don't know what it is, but I'm just kind of like, okay, you know what? I'm not able to think about it. Let's jump to another one then. Let's, you know, stuff like that. Because if you don't know, for the most part, my episodes are just kind of normal, everyday episodes, you know. And there's from time to time episodes that'll have tremendous story and lore and background into Werrytown sewn into it. And I kind of try to put those in certain areas of the season. But most often than not, every other episode is pretty much just a random story that I would love to see on, like, R.L. Stein's A Haunting Hour or Goosebumps or something like that. I just wrote my own Goosebumps. I wrote my own R.L. Stein Haunting Hour, you know? Not really, but you know, you understand what I'm saying with this. So I wasn't able to fulfill this story. So I was thinking about, okay, maybe I should go to a different story then. Realize I don't have enough time. So instead, let me do an update episode. Just kind of a good way for me to get an episode out there, give y'all some to listen to, and also at the same time, just bond with y'all. But unfortunately, by that time, it was still a little too late to kind of change things up. So I was just like, okay, let me go ahead and let y'all know I'm not able to do an episode. So then the next week, I was thinking, okay, let me just do another episode. Let me do like the actual update episode. And so the time came and it went, and I recorded it. I was about to upload it, but I had to just kind of sweep through it first, listen to it. So whenever I'm listening to it, I will consecutively, every time I hit pause, I will go ahead and play the audio back before I start a new segment. And I don't know what it was. I was about to say yesterday. Last week, I was just really lost in the sauce, if I'm to be completely honest. All the points I wanted to hit, I was hitting. All the words I wanted to use to describe what I wanted to describe were coming to me. Everything was coming to me. I knocked that episode out. It was probably like a 19-minute episode, and I knocked it out within good time. And so I was just honestly on top of the A game, and I was pretty satisfied with it. But that's where I got lost in the sauce. I didn't listen to my work again. I don't know what it was. I couldn't tell you what it was, honestly. But for some reason, there was this very loud screech underneath the audio that I was playing. So you would listen to me, but you would also hear this very disgusting, the only way I could describe it, screeching sound. It sounded like metal on metal. Like if you've got like worn out brakes, like really worn out brakes, like that's what it sounded like. And it was like 16 minutes of the audio just playing. And again, I'm not sure what happened to this. So I was just like, okay, this is, you know, this is bad. Like I want to get an episode out there. And so I actually hit up my friend who does editing at my job. He doesn't do editing at my job. He works at my job and he just likes to do editing. So I hit him up. Hey, can you help me out with this? I gave him the audio. He tried helping me out with it a little bit, but just the audio I gave him was unsalvageable. It just really had nothing to it that I can use. He tried everything he could, which is more than I can ever do. I am not good with technology. I'm trying to get better, but it's a work in progress. But yeah, he gave it back to me. There's nothing we can do. Tried putting music over it, something like that. Nothing we can do. So unfortunately, that's why the episode didn't get out there. This whole month has just been kind of weird for me. So I do apologize about that. But that's why this episode is coming so late, and I do apologize about that. So with that out of the way, we can actually jump on to what's in this update episode. I've got a piece of paper, and written on it are a bunch of items and topics that I want to address. And yeah, we're just going to have a nice, relaxing, cozy little episode. I like to have little cozy stuff, you know? Give yourself like a little beverage, hot or ice, whatever. Maybe you know? I don't know, I really like to drive home the cozy, scary story aspect, you know? Like, All Signs of Haunting Hour, Goosebumps, Are You Afraid of the Dark, So Weird, stuff like that. They always seemed really kind of cozy to me, and I've always wanted to have, like, my own little cozy, cozy, scary story show. Anyway, that's besides the point. The first topic I would like to address is my new uploading days. I am now officially uploading videos on Mondays. I say this because before, if you're new here, before the move or before the job change, I was recording on Fridays just because that was the best time to record. Recording episodes, especially when you're the only one doing everything, which I'm not going to touch on right now, but the simple act of just recording an episode, depending on the length of the episode, you know, kind of things like that, take anywhere from 4 to 6 hours on average. And that's not editing, that's not anything else. That's just kind of recording and getting that good audio recording from it. So Friday has kind of fit my schedule a little bit better, but now I've switched it on over to Mondays officially. But yeah, so there's that. Next, I want to address all of you, and I just want to take this moment to really say thank you. Over the past few months, I've seen a spike in reviews and comments on my videos. I've been seeing really a good amount of, a lot actually, of support, and it really means a world to me. It means a world to me as a creator, because, you know, it helps the algorithm, makes it so that I can continue doing what I want to do and what I want to pursue as a career. I want to do this until I can't do this anymore. I want to just create content until I can't create content anymore. And I want to give all of you something really great and something really grand to listen to, something that'll really stay with you and even encourage you to make things of your own. That's what I want. And as a person as well, it just really motivates me and helps me out. I mean, I'm going to be completely frank here. Everything I do by myself. I've had a lot of people surprised at my new job with, they'll listen to an episode, just kind of, you know, supportive and stuff like that. And, you know, they'll ask me how many people I've got working for them or working for me and stuff like that. And I tell them that it's just me, and then I get the shocked looks. It's just me doing all this stuff. It's me who's coming up with the stories. It's me who's writing them down. It's me who's recording them. Me who's editing them, adding music, sound effects, promoting it. Everything like that is from me. And it's pretty draining. And I don't mean this in like a negative way. I'm just being 100% real. It's draining at times because I'm constantly thinking about these stories, constantly developing these storylines and consistencies throughout these stories on my day to day. And then when I get an episode out there, it's kind of, you know, it's relieving. I get that episode out there. And so when I get that feedback, that really positive feedback, that encouragement, those, even just like a few stars, I'm completely grateful, and I just have so much thanks and so much gratitude, and I'm just completely thankful, and it honestly encourages me. It reinvigorates me, you know. It gets me going again, gets, you know, my creative juices flowing even more and stuff like that. So, you know, as a creator, as a person, whatever you want to put a label on, every part of me is just very thankful for those reviews, for those comments, for that support. And I just encourage you, please, you know, it really helps me out. This is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to just create content for all of you to enjoy. I want to create entertainment, you know, and I just want to create all this stuff and just put it out there as my own. And so with all of you kind of liking my episodes, with all of you commenting on it, constructive criticism, if you think I got 2 stars out of 5, put 2 stars. I would hope you give me 5 stars, but, you know, honest words of insight, I accept, you know what I mean? I'm just very thankful and very grateful because, like I said, it helps the algorithm out so that I can make this more, you know, I can make this side grind into my main grind, and I can put forth more costs into it, and I can put forth more professional work into it and professionalism into it, and, you know, have, you know, be able to bring the right people on board to make this a remarkable, you know, project of mine, a remarkable work of mine. And that's something that I really, you know, can't do without all of you. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And it's a small thing for you, maybe, but it's a big thing for me. So I just really appreciate you. I wanted to just say thank you. And please keep reviewing, give me comments. Like I said, even if it's honest words of insight, constructive criticism, you know, let me know. I'm listening, and I appreciate all of you. Next on this little segment of general what's up, I probably should have done that in the voice, but I'm not going to because I know I'm going to cringe myself out. And I'm just going to save all of you that. Anyway, if you know, you know. But yes, the last thing I want to address on this segment is Discord. A few friends of mine at work have convinced me to get a Discord. So I have a Discord, and I will be putting it in my Instagram, and I will also be putting it in the questions segment of this episode, again, depending on which platform. If you have a platform that doesn't do questions, you can go to my Instagram. My Instagram is Tales of Werrytown. The Discord here that I'm putting in the link is only going to be active for probably about 5 to 7 days. But that's not to say I'm not going to post it again. I will be posting it again on my Instagram, as well as probably in future update episodes and things like that. For this Discord, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do with the Discord. I have it up mostly as a way for us to kind of like bond, talk, and, you know, for these update episodes to be more, I guess, proactive. You know, I encourage all of you to reach out to me. I will be on the Discord, and I will definitely be part of the messaging as well. As of right now, it's just a general discussion. When I start seeing people start talking about more topics and themes and things like that, I will go ahead and release more like chats or chat forms into the Discord and stuff like that, so we can just kind of keep communication, see what's up. You know, if you have episode ideas, you know, I'd love to hear your theories and stuff like that. I'd love to hear your ideas. I'd love to just kind of chat with you. Exchange memes, things like that. You know, just kind of chat, have a way to meet other people who are like-minded and just want to meet other chill, cool people. One thing I will say, though, is anybody who is using any kind of derogatory terms or, you know, really diving into inappropriate or controversial or hot topics is going to be banned. I'm not saying, you know, you're going to be banned just by kind of like talking about certain things. I'm just saying I want to keep it chill. I want to keep it nice. I want to keep it relaxed. I want to make sure that this is a chat of love. We're just kind of kindling each other's, love for art, love for podcasts, love for whatever it is we love. I just want to make sure that we kindle that and we don't spread negativity nor hate. I want you to be able to go there and meet new buddies and stuff like that, you know? So again, I will be putting more information about my Discord in the questions segment at the bottom of this episode, as well as be putting it in my Instagram. And if you miss it, that's not a problem. I will be putting it out there more for you to check out. So I hope you enjoy it. So this next segment is going to be pretty short, and it's going to be tied with my YouTube. As I've let y'all know, I want to start a YouTube. I want to put work out there that's beneficial for not only myself, but for other people who, you know, want to just escape from reality for a little bit or want to create stories of their own, have their own podcast, have their own YouTube channel, want to write their own scripts, just chase after what you love. Pretty much my YouTube is centered around that. And it is still going to be centered around that. It's just I want to make sure that when I do this, I do it right. I want to make something very clear. I understand that there is no perfect time. If I was still waiting for the perfect time to do my podcast, I wouldn't be 2 seasons in, about to wrap up season 2 of Tales of Wherrytown, you know? So I'm not waiting for the perfect time. That's not what I'm waiting for. I understand that that's impossible, you know? What I am trying to accomplish is I am trying to get something consistent out there. I talked about how I want to throw out random stories that I've written and things like that. I still want to do that, but I want to make it more consistent. So, like, 1 week you don't get a Bing notification, hey, Alex released a scary story. And then the next week a Bing, oh, Alex released a happy-go-lucky story. You know, I want to make sure that things are consistent. I want to make sure that when I put YouTube out there, it's a more understood idea, because I know my personality type. I need to really think things through and get rid of the loose ends before I can really start something. And right now my YouTube is still very much up in the air, not really as matured as I would like it to be. And it's because of that, one, I have to postpone the release date of my YouTube. I was trying to do it before the ending of season 2 of Tales of Wherrytown, but that's not going to happen right now. And the second thing I want to just talk about real fast, just to kind of get it all out there, is I am rethinking my YouTube again. I do apologize about that. But like I said, I want to make sure that when I get it out there, again, I'm not waiting for a perfect time. I just want to make sure that when I get it out there, it's something that I can definitely put my name on, be proud of, have consistency with, and be able to make something of it, and not just, let me throw out this stuff, so that an algorithm can't get around it, you know? It's very weird being a creator, because the creative part of you wants to just free flow, just do this stuff. But then the part of you that is kind of like business oriented and, you know, entrepreneurial and stuff like that is just like, okay, well, let's make sure we're hitting these notches as well, you know? So that's just what I'm trying to do. I am looking at my little paper, and that is it for the YouTube segment. The last thing I will go ahead and mention here is that when my YouTube does come out, the stories on there are going to be just amazing, and I'm very excited to get something out there. Maybe later on down the line I will come up with another, maybe later on down the line when I have a YouTube already established, I may start up another channel. Who knows?